This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, isn't that true? It truly does not matter who the host is. You are listening to the Rated R Safety Show coming to you live. Oh, yes, live and in living color from the glorious state of Florida. Oh, yeah, you heard me correctly there. So coming to you live from Florida, today is Thursday, March the 19th of 2020, day 79 of the year, and only 287 days left to this glorious year of 2020. Anyways, how are you doing today? How are things going? Anything new since the last time we spoke? I know I keep on living inside of the news cycle. I know. I read a lot that says that I shouldn't be doing that. But that is what I have been doing because I've been trying to figure all of this stuff out of exactly what's going on where I can give it to you in real time. Anyway, so we have been starting off the show a little bit differently as of late, so nothing out of the ordinary there. So I'm going to get you into our partners at Feature Story News and give you their first 3 minutes. That way you can take a listen to what's going on before we jump in and do our thing.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Australia and New Zealand have closed their borders to non-residents because of the coronavirus outbreak. It comes as China reports no new domestically transmitted cases for the first time this year. Emergency laws are being put before the UK's parliament that would give the government more powers to tackle the coronavirus outbreak. 104 people have died in the UK after contracting COVID-19. More than 2,500 have tested positive, but it's thought thousands more are infected. Rachel Venables reports.
We've known for some time now that London is ahead of the rest of the country by a few weeks in terms of the number of cases here and also sadly deaths. Of the 104 people to have so far died in the UK, 36 of them were here in the capital. And yesterday the Prime Minister didn't rule out stricter controls being imposed on London ahead of the rest of the nation, with fears of something like a lockdown being imposed here, as we have seen in other countries around the world. And certainly the Mayor has responded that he can't, telling Londoners they should not be travelling unless they really, really have to. But he is aware that, of course, frontline health workers, police, key staff still need to travel. So he's running a reduced service to enable these critical workers to make essential journeys. But really, they are the only people who are being told here that they should be travelling.
The European Central Bank has launched an emergency $820 billion package in response to the economic effects of the outbreak. The Indian government's mulling a $1.5 billion bailout package for the aviation industry. As the pandemic spreads around the world, India's airlines have suspended most international flights. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
Estimates suggest that the Indian aviation industry would lose $500 million in the January to March quarter this year. The Indian government is expected to waive most taxes levied on the aviation sector. India has suspended visas for most international travelers as coronavirus cases in the country continue to rise steadily. This has hit India's airlines hard in a time where they are struggling to stay afloat in a rapidly slowing economy. Some say they might shut down if a bailout package does not come through in the next few months. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
The Russian ruble has fallen to its lowest level against the US dollar in 5 years. It's partly due to a drop in oil prices. Julia Chapman reports from FSN Moscow.
Coronavirus had already sent oil prices falling when a price war began between Russia and Saudi Arabia. The impact of COVID-19 on Russian markets continues to grow, with stock markets down and the ruble fluctuating wildly. Both are down more than 20% since the start of the year. The Russian government has yet to announce any economic measures to counter the effects of coronavirus. All eyes will be on the Russian Central Bank on Friday, which is due to make an announcement about interest rates and other easing measures. Julia Chapman, Moscow.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
So, of course, this is what's been going on. I'm sure that if you are doing anything similar to I am, you are hearing this news all over the place. There's really nowhere to hide, nowhere to go, that this is not a subject of conversation. So what are you thinking? What exactly do you have going on? I've been listening to different things, different people, different things just across the board. And it's been interesting just to see what different people are doing as we go down the path. So, you're here normally for news, so let's not get any time wasted, and let's get you moving on what we have going on here today on the Rated R Safety Show.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's go from the top of the hit list. We're going to give you the information as it is exactly coming off and coming across from the different news sources where I was able to actually vet a lot of this material from. So let's get you started. Right now, the hit list is showing the following. French scientists think that they have found an effective way to treat the coronavirus using a decades-old regimen of medications that were used for malaria, out of all things. The study has found that the new drug, a.k.a. chloroquine, we're going to go with on this one. I'm sure I butchered it because I butcher names all the time. All the freaking time I butcher names. Just kind of what happens. In combination with other therapeutic agents effective treated 100% of patients in a preliminary study involving at least 40 patients. So 100% effectiveness. Sounds like good times there. Could they make it in mass quantities will probably be the next question that we actually would have to ask to make sure that it all makes sense. So continuing down the path here, major stocks on Wednesday briefly dipped below where they were when President Trump was elected. The Dow Jones average pushed below what it was listed on January 19th of 2017. The number was 18,917 before climbing back up slightly to close to 166 points above the level. It's the latest in the string of giant losses as investors panic over the spread of the coronavirus. Now, what have you done? Have you pulled everything out? Have you decided that, hey, this is not what you're going to do? You're going to leave your money in there, or did you pull it out? I only ask, I tend to listen to a pretty popular host by the name of Dave Ramsey, and he's saying, leave it there. Do not panic. That is the information that he is spreading. I don't know what most people are doing. I don't know what you invested in, if you invest in anything at all. If this does not apply to you, then I'm kind of wasting your time as I actually share this portion of the story.
Duh.
So let's continue. President Trump is developing a Navy hospital ship in New York Harbor. The USNS is what it's called, Comfort, will set anchor in mid-April after being ordered into service by Trump today. The ship is currently docked in Norfolk for maintenance, but will depart as soon as possible to care for people not infected by the coronavirus, but to help them with people who have other medical issues that are onshore hospitals that are too overrun to be able to treat. The ship has about 1,000 hospital beds, and its development was praised by New York Governor, you ready for this? Andrew Cuomo. So at least there's kind of tending to agree on some things, which is important, especially during this very, very strange time that we are living in. I know for a long period of time, you've heard a lot of people say that we are in weird times. Well, I think that's really the case now. What do you think?
Duh.
Let's continue. So we talked about it yesterday. We're going to talk about it again today. So here we go. A plague of locusts, that Horn of Africa, is unlike any seen in the past 30 years. The onslaught of desert pests could consume more than 35,000 people each and every day. I kind of feel like some of this was some of the stuff we discussed yesterday. So yesterday was 30,000, now it's 35,000 people. Travel restrictions due to the coronavirus are preventing scientists from going into the area and see what they could do as a countermeasure. So that becomes an important part. That becomes a piece where it's very interesting on how that's going to work. Don't know if you heard this yesterday, but this did occur. 470 Italians died yesterday of the coronavirus, by far the largest one-day total so far in that country. Some health experts predict that the U.S. could be headed to a similar track. Unadjusted for population, of course. That's something that you have to keep in mind as we are talking about this. So you're going to see a lot. So we're going to have to stop for a moment and really just have this piece of the conversation. You are going to see a lot more people infected with the coronavirus. And those numbers are going to jump astronomically from one day to another, from one week to another, and so on. And why do I say this? Because tests are becoming available. So there was people, or there are people, that have it that are not aware of it because they haven't been able to test. Once they test, the numbers go up. That's how that sequence is going to work. So don't get too freaked out by what the media is reporting in regards to the numbers increasing, because the numbers are going to increase because there will be tests readily available. And I think that that's going to be some of the confusion that's going to take place right away. So I want to make reference to that. Anyways, let's continue. An up-and-coming Mexican cartel known as the Ruthless is growing in power in Mexico. Most prominent provinces are seeing this. The fast-rising Jalisco New Generation gang is trying to expand nationwide and has started turf wars with Cancun to Mexico City. Concerned U.S. officials point to the group and attempt to use of the Belt Fed M60 machine guns and rocket-propelled grenade launchers, used to shoot them down from helicopters, So you're seeing that. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've been saying this one. I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and I said that this is going to be a turnout here, and I'm glad that we're getting to this news story. Turns out that holding up at home during the coronavirus is causing a condom shortage and a run on sex toys. Oh, yeah, you heard me correctly.
Duh.
And now what am I going to say? Sex toys brand Womanizer reports an increase of 50% compared with projections and demands over its products. Meanwhile, condom shortages are being reported in areas affected by the virus. Well, what the freak did you think was going to happen with all these people locked up? I'm just saying. I was talking to an acquaintance of mine yesterday, and they were talking about that they had sent their kids off to their grandparents' house. So I was like, what is it, like a second honeymoon? And he said, what do you mean second? This is how it rolls around here. But anyways, so that's interesting. So we're going to definitely see some increases there as we are expecting, and information continues to go. Okay, kids on spring break are letting dire... Oh, let's try this. Kids on spring break aren't letting dire warnings about the coronavirus get into the way of their twerking and getting drunk on the beach. Oh, yeah, you know it, you know it, you know it. If you're watching the news, you're seeing it all over the place. Miami South Beach is rocking despite the declaration from the city's mayor at the that all celebrations need to be canceled. Police tried to clear the beaches of the non-worried college kids, but parties of hundreds packing beaches persisted. So, what the hell were you going to be able to do? Kids want to stay on the beach. They're going to say, hey, we're here to party. We came from somewhere else to get my groove on. Oh, yeah. And that's what happens.
Duh.
When people do not take a listen to what's going on. The other thing that you keep on seeing, too, was there was a lot of references that saying the people that were younger were not actually getting the disease. So I'm not saying they have superpowers, but man, would it sure as hell make me think that if I was much younger at the time.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let's continue. A moderate earthquake hit near Salt Lake City, temporarily shutting down major airports, shaking bricks off buildings, and rattling of millions of people. The 5.7 magnitude quake early in the morning lasted about 15 seconds and sent coronavirus panicked people rushing into the streets. So let's see. If we talk about that for just a brief moment. Earlier in the week, there was in the Carolinas / Tennessee area, an earthquake of a 3.1. Now on the other section, there was one for 5.7. What's going on here? Not exactly sure, it seems like. A lot of strange things going on during these strange times. Anyways, no winner for Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing. Friday night's drawing will be for $96 million jackpot or a $76 million cash payout. Yep. Seems like a lot's going on there. Not sure exactly what you would do if you won at this particular point in time. I mean, I'm sure you can use the money. Not sure what exactly you're going to use it for. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm living in a different world because I am staying locked up to do a lot of research. And I'm going to say a lot of research about what's going on with this thing. And that's my bad. I'm sure that, you know, probably not the best idea, but that's what I've been doing. And as I've been doing it, I keep on getting tons and tons of information about what's going on in a different segment of the world. Not saying that I know more than anyone else, because that sure as hell is not the case. So, that's what's going on there. Also, just wanted to bring it up, tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to be putting on our first virtual town hall. We're going to have a good chunk of our hosts come out and actually have some conversations with you, the listener, and talk about their feelings on what's going on, and talk about how they're handling this right now at this stage in time, how they are looking at all of this stuff. Take a listen to the ad that was generated, like I said, tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
With the changes going on in the world, Safety FM will have the first virtual town hall with some of your favorite hosts. Listen on safetyfm.com and safetyfm.live.
So tomorrow on all of our streaming services, including Twitch, safetyfm.com, safetyfm.live, and also on our different apps, we will be available at 1 o'clock Eastern time, and that's in the PM, just in case. And we're going to have several of our hosts, some special guests show up in regards of doing some different things and talking about what's going on in the world today, especially with this COVID-19 portion. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a conversation of some certain things, some certain ideologies on things that can be done, but we're wanting to have real conversations on what's going on, what we're seeing from the world of safety on that particular regards. And even we're going to have honest conversations about what's going on even with us. Because I think that, you know, based on that, some people have asked what's going on with this person and that person, so I want to share that with you. I also want to take the availability of actually having conversations, and you are able to go to our website and actually post some questions, and we'll be able to go over them and address them to the different people that are there. So I don't want you to feel like this is limited to one direction, because sometimes that happens. We are going to be open to the general public to be able to ask questions. I will be moderating the thing. We're going to have people from the Safety Justice League. We're going to have Todd Conklin, Rob Fisher, Sheldon Primus. We're going to also have Pedro Maciel, who's actually new to our station here. Of course, we're going to have the Hop Nerd. We have multiple people actually listed. We're going to have some messagings that are actually going to come across from some others as well. Some special guests. Been even talking to some of them today. So, please come by safetyfm.com, safetyfm.live, or at the Twitch network. Or you can also come on to our different social media platforms where we'll be streaming as from there as well. So, please don't hesitate to come out and have a conversation with us on what's going on in your neck of the woods. Anyways, I'm not going to be doing overtime today, just so you are fully aware. Got something going on at the top of the hour. But what I am going to do, so I'm going to continue to have the news for you every hour, top of the hour, for 3 minutes. Now, before we were doing it for 30 seconds, now we have 3 minutes. We do have an option of doing the 5-minute interval. Some people thought that was too much because we're doing it hourly. But I am going to keep it at the 3-minute mark currently. If you disagree with that, we can actually go through and change some of it. Now, tomorrow we have the ample opportunity of having several thousands of people onto the network. We normally have quite a good chunk of people on the network, but tomorrow we have the opportunity of really going in depth of what we can actually cover. So the questions are going to be driven by you, as some of the hosts on our platform will have discussions on what's going on, what they're seeing, and what they're recommending. So I want you to be aware of that. And we're going to talk about the new normal. What's going to be different in this new world that we're in? This is something that we have never seen before. The only way that you could actually make any kind of reference to knowing what should happen next is if you were born in 1918 or born before 1918 and you're still around. Spanish flu is the closest thing that I can find. I know, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of perceptions on what's going on out there, a lot of subject matter experts having conversations saying, hey, they know what to do, but then you find out that they're not subject matter experts. So this is why, opposed to me sitting here and saying, hey, we're going to have a whole bunch of experts that know everything about COVID-19, going to talk to you. That's not the case. We're going to have people that are inside of the safety industry talk about what's going on in their neck of the woods and then have the conversation as well on what we can do to assist you and help during these times. Because keep in mind, there are still certain organizations that are running. There are still things that are going to happen. There's going to be some factory workers that are going to have to work in these times just to get some resources out there. So we want to be able to make sure that we can talk about the things that are going on that are important to you. So like I said, we will be there tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern time, covering all of that information. Anyways, you are the best part of Safety FM, you as the listener. If you do get a chance, please come by our websites. If you have any questions, go to safetyfm.com. Like I have told you on more than 1,000 times at this point, I feel like we do have a bot listed there. So if you do go on to safetyfm.com, leave a question, we'll answer to the best of our ability and get back to you as soon as possible. So I appreciate you taking a listen to the Rated R Safety Show. You know who I am. I know who you are. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.